Meet New People, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Oh no, please don't, Jaunan says, and then laughs, looking away from the screen held in front of him, showing Shunwei hanging in chains, his upper body bare. He steeples his fingers and looks at the man sitting across from him at the table. He's going to personally kill anyone who touched Shunwei. Well, unless Shunwei does it first. They just need to wait for a while yet. Until this guy actually tells Jaunan what they're up to. He really hates it when people have to make things complicated. Getting a message from Shunwei that he'd let himself be kidnapped was a surprise. Jaunan can think of a whole bunch of more pleasant surprises. Most of them do involve Shunwei shirtless. But he supposes this is an expedient way of figuring out what these people actually want. Shunwei hasn't liked all the interference lately, and if they were stupid enough to think Shunwei is a harmless university professor who could be kidnapped just like that, well, Jaunan can see how Shunwei might have decided to take the opportunity presented. Do you think we're playing, Chief Jia? The man in front of him asks, his jaw tightening a bit. So touchy, Jaunan thinks. No, but I'm pretty sure I've done worse to see our way. You see, we like to spice things up a bit in the bedroom, he says, grinning, and gets interrupted by a hand slamming against the table. Well, that was faster than he'd expected. How have these people managed to be such a nuisance if they can't manage to control themselves better than that? Well, maybe you'll change your mind soon, Chief Jia. The man says with a tight smile, not quite managing to regain his control as well as he might have wanted. He makes a couple of taps on his phone, and then gestures at the tablet the minion is still holding out in front of Jaunlan. Please, Chief Jia. Jaunlan rolls his eyes and then looks back at the screen. He watches someone punch Shunwei in the belly, and he can see the way it makes Shunwei gasp slightly. There's no sound, so Jaunlan can't hear anything, just watch as someone keeps beating Shunwei. He lowers his hands and doesn't clench them into fists. Rage boils inside him. How dare they touch Shunwei? Jaunlan keeps watching until the moment the beating stops. And then for a few seconds more, as Shunwei just hangs there. Jaunlan looks away from the tablet again, once more meeting the gaze of the man in front of him. He looks annoyingly smug. Jaunlan is going to enjoy ruining that for him. You're not very good at this, Jaunlan says quietly. You haven't even told me what you want from me. That makes the man laugh. Even his laugh is annoying. Are you in a hurry, Chief Jia? The man asks in a self-satisfied tone. Usually these things are a bit more efficient when people tell me that part, Jaunlan says mildly. We want you to tell us who Hei Paoshu really is, the man says, leaning forward slightly with an expectant look on his face. Jaunlan can't help the laughter that bursts out. Then he quickly waves a hand in the other man's direction. No, sorry, I didn't mean to... It's just... That's what you want to know? Jaunan asks and then has to laugh again. Have you been trying to stalk Hei Paoshu? No wonder he's been annoyed. The man is starting to look a bit tight in the face again. Do you really wish to see your husband hurt again, Chief Jia? He asks, and this time his tone is blatantly threatening. No, I really prefer to do that myself, Jaunan answers him, grinning brightly. What do you actually need Hei Paoshu's identity for? Jaunlan asks. That isn't something you need to concern yourself with, Chief Jia, the man snaps out. No? Well, I guess not. We can find that out later, Jaunlan says, and then lifts a hand and closes his eyes. No, just give me a moment. I'm still not very good at this part. He concentrates on the connection the lantern had forged between himself, Shunwei, and Yitzun. Honestly, everyone should be grateful they decided to kidnap Shunwei instead of Yitzun. "What are you doing, Chief Jar?" the man asks, clearly annoyed. "Really, is it so hard to stay quiet for just a moment?" Jarlan tugs at his connection to Shun Wei and thinks one simple phrase at him. "Come here." He wasn't lying when he said he isn't all that good at this yet, and he's not sure he could manage anything longer. The nice thing about the connection is that Shun Wei can find him wherever he goes. It's better than GPS tracking. Then he opens his eyes and grins at the man in front of him. "Well, the good news is, you can ask him yourself." The end.